Joining us on the phone line, the Speaker of the Wisconsin Assembly.
Hi there.
Speaker Robin Voss, welcome.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We are good. Stephen Carroll on this Monday on WTMJ. So let's get to it. The shared revenue deal, the package for Milwaukee, lots of discussion, lots of conversation over the weekend about what Milwaukee does with this proposal. I want you to talk two different things. One, what went into it, and two, the likelihood that you think you're going to get the support from Milwaukee once they get to their decision-making.
Well, let's start out by saying that this whole thing really began last summer with some Republican legislators realizing that if we didn't update what happened with shared revenue, we were going to start to see long-term challenges for delivering fire and EMS, especially in most of Wisconsin. So you know that from being mayor of Oak Creek, Steve, that you got to find a way to get things done. But at the same time, with 6, 7, 8% inflation, it's really hard to be able to do that and keep your salaries where they are if your revenues are frozen. So I also want to give credit to the mayor and the county exec who engaged with us early after the election. They, to their credit, spent a lot of time in Madison trying to build relationships to say, we don't have to agree on everything to agree on this. I bet we had, I don't want to exaggerate, 20 or 30 hours of negotiation where we were just sitting in the room trying to see what people could accept, what would possibly happen. And now we're at the end where did everything get what they wanted? No. Did are there some things in there that if I had the choice, I would probably have said no to? Yes. But I think they would probably say the same thing. And that's the art of compromise, that each of you can walk out of there saying we got something that was important to us and we didn't give anything that was absolutely anathema to what we believe in. So I think it was a good overall package, a lot of effort, and I think that for people who have said to us, find a way to get things done, stop the arguing, you know, don't do all the political posturing, this is a prime example that when people of goodwill engage, they can usually produce.
On that point, I think it is encouraging, and I've talked about this for years on my show, that when you have divided government, this should be sort of the norm. Doesn't mean you give up your ideas or your policy ideas, but at some point there's a realization that there are two sides, there are different ways to look at things. And on this one, you said it. Local leaders have been saying for a while, I talked to a lot of them on the show, we need some help. And I think this question, specific to Milwaukee, where I'm sitting right now, do you think they will get this done? Will they make the votes necessary to work with the legislature, work with the governor to make this happen?
I tell you, Steve, I try to be optimistic. I mean, I kept hearing how it was going to be so hard to get done in the city of Milwaukee, and I just don't understand that. If somebody came to me and said, look, you are drowning, here's a lifeline, I think I would grab the lifeline before I'd argue about who was throwing it or what was the distance that it was thrown and all the other minutia. And I think that's where we are right now. Look, are there things in there that somebody in Milwaukee might object to? Perhaps. But simple things that say, number one, all the revenue has to go toward paying off the pension debt. I didn't create the pension debt. The city of Milwaukee did. I think that we also know that part of the deal says if you want to create a new program, you have to have a supermajority vote, so it can't just be done by fiat. I think that's good for fiscal management. And when we see Milwaukee on the brink of bankruptcy, I don't know why people are arguing about things that are helping their financial solvency in a way that allows them to solve their own problems without cuts to police, fire, library services, all the things that people said were important. I understand some of the consternation, but I guess once the bill hopefully passes, it's signed by the governor, and they come in the fall where they either have a massive cut to services or they take the lifeline we've offered, I think they'll take the lifeline, but only time will tell.
You know what? Here's what I don't understand, and maybe it's just my Pollyannish way of looking at life, but why is it so difficult to get both sides working together? Why?
You know, it's not hard on a topic where you don't have an ideological division. Let's take an example. I really thought it would be easy for us to focus on reading. We know that in Mississippi and other states, they did this huge effort to improve reading scores. In Wisconsin right now, two-thirds of kids, that's not just in Milwaukee, that's in Brookfield and Burlington and every place in between, they are two-thirds of kids don't read at grade level. That seems to me like an educational crisis. So you would presume that would be an area where we could find bipartisan cooperation, and I hope we can. But what I've also learned is, like every deal, you can always find one thing or two things in the deal that make you say, I'm opposed to it because I want everything my way. And on both sides, I think that's far too often the normal place people go to, where if it's not everything that I want, it's not something I can support. So I think it's part of the division in our society where you have the extremes on each end who want perfection. And if they don't get perfection, they're a no, and they're usually the loudest. So hopefully this is an example where common sense, you know, consensus, nobody had to give up things that were super important to them, but we were able to find that middle ground as an example for other things that can happen.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss joining us. One of the big wins for both sides of the political aisle was education. Speak to that a little bit.
Well, again, I went to a public school. I think there are great public schools all across the state, but I will also say not every public school is great. And if you want to give parents choices to say, hey, I think this is a better option for my son, my daughter, could be academics, could be a whole host of things that they think are done better, we have a lot of ways that they can choose something different. We have open enrollment, where you can go from public school to public school. And we also have the private school movement, where you can go from a public school to a private school. That is a huge win, I think, for every parent in the state to feel empowered that you're going to get to make the choice that's in the best interest of your kids. Now, for the left, we're going to give a $1 billion increase in public education funding. That is the largest increase ever. It also is something that's going to hopefully help to ensure that we have great teachers who are paid adequately and can stay in the classroom and keep teaching the kids that we know we need to be successful for the rest of our state. So it's a prime example where, of course, I support public schools and I'm happy about that funding, but I also wanted to make sure that we don't leave the choice schools behind, which would have been the preference of my colleagues on the other side. So I think it's a win-win for everybody.
Okay, talk a little bit about... because we spent the first half hour of the show talking about what's going to be happening down in Miami. So what are your feelings on this? Should we just kind of, we have to let this play out, right? We have to just see what happens.
I think that's a big chunk of it. I mean, it's hard to comment on things that are out of your control. I just watch as any casual observer does. It just seems to me that, you know, we need people who are running for office and are involved in office that turn the temperature down and try to find consensus and get the job done that people pay us to do, and not focus on throwing more fire on the, or more gasoline on the fire.
I always appreciate your time. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, thanks for taking the time to jump on the show.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Absolutely. You too. Speaker Robin Voss.